Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says since the development agreement was approved in the 1990s, a few different developments at the base of PCMR have been considered, including a Four Seasons Hotel and the Woodward facility, both of which ultimately moved elsewhere. But Park City has changed a lot since the 90s. Erickson won't know what PEG has in mind for development of the 10-acre lot until they submit the application, but he says the city will ask PEG and Vail to respond to some of the technical issues that weren't part of the equation decades ago.
You know, we didn't anticipate the sort of rideshare companies, and we don't know quite how to react to them, as you see on Main Street or Sweet Alley or anything else. We did not anticipate the effect of the second home market, rightly so. We didn't anticipate group season passes, either Icon or Epic.
Housing for seasonal and year-round employees in Park City is already scarce, and the potential for more commercial development will likely result in even more employees. But PEG will only be required to adhere to the housing resolution that was in place when the development agreement was approved 20 years ago, long before affordable housing became a priority for the city. The development is already short 23 housing units from when the Marriott was constructed. Erickson says there's a way to get housing up to today's need.
If we end up reopening the master development plan, then they'll be subject to the 2017 housing resolution. That'll be a subject of hard discussions with the housing authority in order to make sure that we're delivering the housing that the resorts need.
That's likely the ideal for the city, but there's no requirement for PEG to reopen the MPD. Erickson says the development agreement is a written contract with vested rights and, for the most part, no expiration clauses.
All of the development rights were stripped off of the mountain, including, if you'll remember, they wanted to put condominiums where the Three Kings lift is and all the way up the side of that hill. And there was a proposal back in the late 90s, early 2000s to put a golf course all the way up to the top of Payday. All that's been stripped off and put in the base area, which is very good planning. And so both parties entered into a contract that is still valid and the right thing to do.
Erickson says the planning department will look at whatever PEG proposes to make sure it's in compliance with current vested rights, rules, and regulations. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.